Good morning. This is Rise and Shine with Michi.
Hey, Michi. I'm Brendan.
We are live from the NSU studios, and we are excited to talk to the Dean of the College in Business Technology, Janet Buzzard. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you guys.
I wanted to start off with asking a question of how long have you been at NSU?
Well, I've been here since 2017, so 9 years. This summer will be starting my 10th year.
Congratulations. And how long have we been a Dean of the Business and Technology so far?
I've been a dean the whole time that I've been here.
Ooh.
I've been a dean for going on 14 years total, and I've been in higher education for 42 years.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Enjoy it.
So I see on here we are a top 5% business school, and you can pretty comfortably take most of the credit for that if you've been here 9 years.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm so excited that we have, let's see, in 2020, we started going for... It's AACSB, which is an accreditation, and it's the accrediting body for colleges and schools and business. And we currently had ACBSB. We call them single A and double A, but that's just our little vernacular and lingo. But basically, it's a higher level of accreditation. And so when I was hired, there were some notes and conditions that needed to be removed and some assessment plans that needed to be built and things like that. So I quickly did that, but then in 2020, I was charged with seeking AACSB, and that's only the top 5% business schools in the world.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
It's kind of a big deal. So they're, they have some higher standards for the scholarship of our professors and some of the percentages of having doctorally qualified faculty in each discipline. So they've kind of got, it's been a good journey because we've had to add some of our systems and explain things more and kind of tighten things up. So it was already things we were doing, but it's kind of a QC or quality control and taking it to another level. So that is one of the mantras that we are in the top 5% business schools in the world here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Right. I was wondering how you measured that, but that makes sense. That probably makes you a much better draw for both faculty and students.
Right? It does. It really does. Some companies will hire, in accounting especially, they do like to look for AACSB graduates. And actually, internationally, there are some countries that will only allow their citizens to go to or support them.
So it's like a seal of approval. This is the real deal. This is where you get business education.
Yes.
Awesome. Tell me more about opportunities to study abroad. You've brought up bringing students from abroad, but do they have opportunities to go out there and study as well?
Yes, absolutely. This spring, here just in a few weeks, we'll be taking about 9 students to China. And once a year, we will be having study abroad trips that students can come out of our college. Now, NSU as a whole has different opportunities than all the other colleges also because we have an Office of International Affairs. So we.
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple NSU grads right here. We're well aware. I used to go get me some Breezeway Chinese curry at NSU every Wednesday. It was on lock.
Where was that? Where did you go?
Sorry, it wasn't Chinese. Japanese foreign exchange students. It was right in between the UC and going up to seminary.
Oh, how cool. We have International Day, and they all bring their foods out around the fountain and all.
I love that.
You need to come. You need to come crash that little party.
Yes.
Sounds like a very crashable party.
Yes. I'd love to highlight it all. And another question is, how are your classes / programs delivered? Are they just in person, or do we offer online as well?
We offer 3 different delivery modes, and obviously our face-to-face is the most traditional one we have. And then we have online.
Right.
And then we also have another virtual option using Zoom.
Oh, okay.
And
nice.
We do some hybrids of those three. Then what we're piloting currently at the university among all colleges is a high flex that allows you, a student, to do all 3 of those.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And even kind of switch between those as needed, as life happens.
Right.
It's kind of the way we've learned to use doctors and stuff. Sometimes you got to go see them. Sometimes you need a Zoom appointment. Just get that prescription.
You wake
in.
Up and then this happens. You know, if it's students that have a family and have kids and one's sick or whatever.
Right.
Then that gives them options. So, but our growing selection by our students is online.
With a very diverse student population, that makes sense because you're going to have a lot of different reasons to have to curate and move around your schedule?
Life's busy these days. There's a lot of things that pull us in a lot of different directions. So we're just wanting to make our students successful. And that's one way we can do that is help them, you know, bring their education to them wherever
yes.
they are. So.
Right. Final question is, how can somebody that's listening right now that works in business or has a business in town partner with your college to help either the students out, get them some real life experience?
Ooh, that's a really good question. About 3 years ago, we added a course to our business core, and the business core means that all the students have to take it before they graduate if they're in the College of Business and Technology.
Right.
And that course is an experiential learning class. So it's a project-based class, and the students will get into groups of about five.
Mm-hmm.
The professor will find businesses that have real-life projects, and they will work on that during that whole semester. So someone that is wanting to get involved, like you said, would just need to commit to meeting four times a semester with those students.
Right.
And they will solve their problem that they have or, you know, do some part of it, whatever it is.
Let's say that really, really works. What happens at the end of the semester? Do I get loaded up with another set of kids?
You do. Yeah, you do. And we have several sections of that. So that's rinse and repeat every semester, every fall, every spring. And I think we do one in the summer. So we are constantly looking for partners, business partners, and it could be nonprofit, for-profit, an organization. It doesn't really matter, to work with so that we always have a flow of those projects coming through because it's so important to our students' transformation and their education because it really helps with their soft skills, talking to other people, scheduling events, and we really see a big difference in our student from the beginning of the semester to the end, how much more polished they've become because they've had that real life experience. So we need partners.
I would bet some of them have gotten jobs out of that too.
They do. They come back and say, wow, it gives them a chance to test drive our students in a sense. That
I should probably say career.
Career.
Right.
And here at the station, if you had anything that you needed, you know, you just didn't have a chance to get to and you want to get done, those are the projects that work well.
We might have to do some brainstorming later.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you. You're so easy to talk to as well. Thank you for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
All right. That was Janet Buzzard talking with us. She's the Dean of the College of Business and Technology, giving you some insight into the program and what you might like to see whenever you enroll at NSU. All right. More things are coming up for you. This is Lakes Country 102.1.